Donald Trump is the first person to hold both the title of president and of convicted felon. His efforts to erase his criminal conviction, even while in office, continue. A federal appeals court in Manhattan heard arguments today over whether his criminal case should be moved to a federal court. More than a year ago, Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts of charges surrounding hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Trump has been vowing to overturn the conviction ever since. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf was in the courtroom today. She's here now. Hey, Kat.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Okay, set up what this hearing was about, because this case was over. We already had sentencing. What was today?
Yeah, so like you said, this hearing today was really all about whether or not this case, which has been prosecuted in the New York State court, can be moved to federal court, even though sentencing has already taken place. This is something that Trump's legal team has been trying to do for a while. A district judge has denied it twice before, and today they took it up with the federal court and brought their argument before a three-judge panel in a U.S. Court of Appeal.
All right, so take us inside the courtroom. What were the arguments being made?
Yeah, so Trump's lawyers keep citing a specific law that allows federal officials under prosecution to move a state case to federal court if the case involves conduct while in office. That last part is key because the hush money payment at the heart of this case occurred before the 2016 election when Trump was not in office. But today, Trump's lawyer argued that prosecutors during the trial relied on evidence from Trump's first term, like testimony from former Trump officials, you know, Hope Hicks, for example, and that made the case relevant to the president's official duties. The Manhattan DA's office maintains that it still falls under state jurisdiction. And, you know, the judges in the hearing asked a lot of questions, and they were sometimes receptive, sometimes skeptical of both sides. The judges made it clear that this is a highly unusual case, and there's a lot to think through because the U.S. courts have just never been presented with this situation before.
Well, I'm remembering when this was all playing out in the courtroom last year. I think we were all glued to it, or at least many of us was. What was the scene like there today?
I mean, it was definitely more subdued. You know, this is an appeals hearing. The courtroom was totally full, packed with press, but Trump himself was not there. He didn't have to be there for this type of hearing. You know, at his sentencing earlier, though, he appeared by video, and that was earlier this year. And, you know, he maintained his innocence, saying he was treated, quote, very, very unfair in the trial.
And what's the timing here, Kat? Do we know when to expect a ruling?
The judges will have to confer, and they'll issue their ruling at a later date. We don't know when. But legal experts I talked to have said this argument is a long shot. They don't expect the judges to rule in Trump's favor. But they've also pointed out that, you know, if they do, there could be larger implications. Here's Stephen Vladek. He's a professor at Georgetown Law School. He says that if the law expands the ability of federal officials to move out of state courts—
The more you're widening the scope of cases that can be removed from state court to federal court in ways that really are, I think, arguably usurping the role of state courts in our system.
So basically, he says it's a kind of workaround that could take state courts out of the picture.
That's NPR's Kat Lonsdorf. Thank you.
Thank you.